This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating on office visit on Betty Kirkpatrick, KIRKPATRICK, first name Betty, BETTY, date of birth is 6-7-49, date of visit is 11-27-23. This is a 74-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who is here to discuss lab results and follow-up period. She says she, for the last month or so, she gets nauseous often, has dizzy episodes. She's constipated, which is chronic for her, and feels depressed, period. She also has frequent urination and loses control of herself when she wakes up early morning, period. Patient history pressing illness. Patient claims that she goes to bed around 8:30 and wakes up like 2 or 2:30 in the morning, and when she gets up, she has an incontinent episode, period. Then she goes back to sleep after she empties her bladder and might have to get up again in 30 minutes to an hour. She somehow stays in bed till 6 o'clock and gets out, period. She's had problem with constipation for many, many years. She also sees Dr. Mitchell for her heart failure, period. And she also sees a gastroenterologist Dr. Chang, but has not seen her recently though, period. She brings lab reports from Dr. Mitchell's office. They have ordered a CMP lipid panel and a TSH. The TSH is high at 6.1340, but there's no free T4 or T3. She also has an old lab report, which is from February 23, and that has a TSH, which is normal at 0.8018, period. She has UA and the culture report from ordered by Dr. Dave, which was done in mid-November. And that shows that the UA and culture are absolutely normal. She has a celiac panel ordered by Dr. Dave that was done in mid-November too, which was negative. She brings blood pressure readings that she records, and she's worried about her systolic being high. I did tell her that she needs to average the blood sugars blood pressures and take the average readings, and she is a very anxious person, period. Now she's also aware that she's depressed, but she says she cannot tolerate antidepressants, period. At one time she was on Cymbalta 20 milligrams, and then when they tried to increase it to 40, she became very jittery and she could not tolerate it, period. She has an old CT angioabdomen report, which shows that there was some this was ordered and done in August of 2014, ordered by Dr. Henry Lucid, and it showed diffused erythematous plaques in the infrarenal aorta and common external iliac arteries bilaterally, no hemodynamically significant stenosis, no ulcerated plaque. There was a 60% focal stenosis at the celiac origin with mild post-stenotic dilatation. Patient is concerned about that. Past medical history, she has history of generalized anxiety disorder, hypothyroidism, chronic constipation, chronic GERD, and history of recurrent UTI. She does see Dr. Babsar, period. She used to be on nitrofurantoin and she's not on it anymore. She claims that the UA was done while she was on antibiotics, and hence she wants another urine studies done today. On examination, patient is 5 feet 8 inches tall, weight is 160 pounds, blood pressure is 110 over 70. I rechecked it with another cuff and it was 120 over 70. This morning, though, her blood pressure at home was 1 in the range of 158 to this morning's blood pressure was 154 over 79 with a pulse of 71. Repeat was 169 over 79, pulse of 71. And another reading of 168 over 85. This was at 9 a.m. I tried explaining to patient that the blood pressure varies, and especially the systolic varies with any emotional alteration, period. She is not buying that, period. Lungs are quite clear. Heart S1 and S2 heard with the regular sinus rhythm. Extremities, no edema. Assessment, generalized anxiety disorder. New episode of depression in a patient with history of depression, period. Hypothyroidism with abnormal TSH at this time, period. Chronic constipation, period. She has had a EGD in June of 2023 and a colonoscopy in July of 2020 by Dr. Chang, period. I did tell patient that I will order a UA and culture for her satisfaction, period. Under diagnosis, please include chronic dysuria, period. Under plan, I will reorder the TSH with the free T4. I did reassure patient. I did tell her that she probably needs treatment for chronic depression with acute exacerbation, period. Since she says she cannot tolerate antidepressants, I did tell her caretaker to go online and look up mindful meditation and try it, period. She may need some counseling, period. I will leave it up to Dr. Dave at the next visit, period. I also did reassure patient regarding her CT angio report, period. She says her cardiologist has ordered another CT angio of abdomen. I told her to just follow up with him. Patient has a history of multiple allergies to penicillin, Cipro, Levaquin, and so on, period. At this time, I really think patient probably needs a good vulvovaginal exam and see if she has estrogen insufficiency findings, and probably treat with some hormone replacement therapy like local estrogen cream, period. But I think patient needs to first get the repeat UA and culture and then come back and see Dr. Dave when she can decide whether she wants to place her on some estrogen cream, period. She will see Dr. Dave back in 4 weeks or so for problems, period. We will call patient back with the thyroid function test as soon as it's available, period.